Number 153. The Dress Rehearsal. The actors all arrived on time to rehearse. This would be the last chance for a rehearsal, so everything needed to go as smoothly as possible. The actors had to reinforce what they had done well previously and rejuvenate the things they had not done so well. One actor had been reinstated to a key role after relinquishing it due to remittent illness. The director hadn't wanted to relegate the sick actor, but he had no choice. For his stand-in had to be ready if the original actor was ill. The play had religious aspects, though it wasn't a play entirely about religion. It related to the story of one man's hunt for the remains of a holy relic during the reign of Philip II of Spain. The man was on remand, and finding this relic would result in remission and would rehabilitate him. It was also said that the finder would be reincarnated as a man of high position, possibly even as a king. The director reiterated his belief that relentless practice would bring ultimate success, reminiscent of the best Broadway shows. He issued a reminder that no one could be remiss in his or her duty to do their best. There was too much reliance on their script as they regurgitated their lines and rejoinders. These actors had to release their feelings to make the acting realistic. The director was becoming nervous, so he had rejoined a few actors. At the age of 5, he played a cowboy with reins in his hands to control his horse, who forgot what to do. Fortunately, the play was still successful. The remainder of the actors relapsed when this happened. The director saw his mistake and relented, giving the actors a short period of relaxation. He saw that this relenting attitude was good, as the actors were relieved. He decided to remit from issuing criticisms for a while. He reminisced about what it had been like for him when he was a young actor. This reminiscence calmed him and made him decide to be a little more patient with the actors. After the break, the director gave the actors a talk about the play and its relevance to modern life. By stressing how it was relevant, he hoped to inspire the actors. The actors rejoiced at his words and relished their chance to correct their remediable mistakes. When the play opened, remittances were high, and the theater could reimburse all the people who had contributed funds to the production of the play.